The Prime Minister has made an announcement today that he is enacting the COVID-19 Emergency Response Plan, designed to reduce the rate of transmission of the virus and minimise the harm caused, because even though the World Health Organisation is yet to call a pandemic, the Australian government fully expects that it soon will. Our reporter Barbara Miller is here with the details. Barb, why has the government taken this step?
Well, Linda, the Prime Minister was very keen to stress that he is acting out of what he called an abundance of caution, because his priority, he said, was to keep Australians safe. But what's prompted this is news today that the number of new cases of the virus confirmed outside China is now higher than the number of cases over that past 24-hour period within China. That's made the Australian government think we're now looking at a very, very likely pandemic. And it's decided, although the World Health Organization hasn't made that call yet, it's decided, as you said, that a pandemic is now inevitable. Here's the Prime Minister announcing that decision.
Based on the expert medical advice we've received, there is every indication that the world will soon enter a pandemic phase of the coronavirus. And as a result, we've agreed today and initiated the implementation of the coronavirus emergency response plan. As you can see, it's a very comprehensive document. I want to commend the Department of Health and all of those who have been involved in ensuring that this plan is in place and ready to go.
So a comprehensive document, the Prime Minister says. Barbara, what does it mean?
Well, actually, not a lot in terms of our daily lives, at least in the short term. This is all about getting prepared for possible scenarios of low risk, moderate risk and severe risk. The talk is about getting ready to stockpile medicines if necessary, to have surge capacity if necessary in staff and resources. And the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, talked about preparing potential feeder clinics if indeed there were a large outbreak. It also foresees, if necessary, tougher border control measures. And as you mentioned there on that front, the travel ban for non-Australians entering from China has been extended by a week. But the Prime Minister, Linda, very keen to stress in his usual everyday life sense and talking about cricket, that normal life for the moment can continue.
There is no need for us to be moving towards not having mass gatherings of people. You can still go to the football, you can still go to the cricket, you can still go and play with your friends down the street, you can go off to the concert, and you can go out for a Chinese meal. You can do all of these things because Australia has acted quickly. Australia has got ahead of this at this point in time. But to stay ahead of it, we need to now elevate our response to this next phase.
Scott Morrison there. So, Barbara, we've also heard from the US president on his country's response to the coronavirus. What's Donald Trump had to say?
Well, in some ways, a similar tone to that struck by our prime minister. Very much the situation was under control, that they had acted decisively with border control measures and with quarantine measures. Very much a sense of nothing to see here. The US president has, however, put his vice president, Mike Pence, in charge of the country's response to the coronavirus. But Donald Trump very much stressing that the US has the situation under control.
We're very, very ready for this, for anything, whether it's going to be a breakout of larger proportions or whether or not we're at that very low level.
Donald Trump there. So, Barbara, what is the global situation?
Well, the biggest cluster of cases remains outside China, remains in South Korea, more than 1,200 cases there. Also ongoing concern about the situation in Iran and whether authorities there might be under-reporting the number of cases. In Europe, we still have Italy as the virus hotspot, and other European countries, for example, Norway, now declaring they have cases which are linked to Italy. And Linda, the virus has now also reached Latin America. Brazil has reported its first case.
Thanks very much, Barbara Miller, our reporter there.